Operation Covert Santa is looking for some new recruits. Ed Marr is a former Deputy Assistant Secretary of and Deputy Chief Information Officer at the Department of Veterans Affairs, among other jobs. He's now Chief Operating Officer at Information Innovators, Inc., Triple I, and is ready to roll with Operation Covert Santa. You take this seriously. I mean, you do the whole shtick. Your email address is Husky Elf and the whole deal, right?
Oh, absolutely. You got to take this seriously. I mean, it's Christmas. It's Santa Claus. I mean, you got to take this stuff seriously.
It's fun business, but you take it seriously. How long have you been doing this? This is
our eighth year. We've been doing Operation Covert Santa. And, you know, again, it started as a simple, like most of these things, it started as a very simple idea that, over the holidays, a lot of the most seriously injured service members, Walter Reed and Bethesda, were needed to be in the hospital, couldn't go home to their families, and many of them were recently injured and going through some tough times. And so, the thought just occurred, Christmas is hard to do under those circumstances. So I just came up with the idea of let's see if I could be a franchise here of the North Pole and ask if we could help. And it evolved into give us your Santa Claus list. And then I go out to good folks in this industry, in this town, and it's broadened out now to around this country, and just say, would you like to be an elf? Would you like to take part in helping fulfill the Santa Claus lists? And the response has been good, and we we're always looking for more folks to help us with the gifts and helping with the families and the soldiers. But it's been very successful, and it's really like I said, at the end of the day, what you get out of it is a satisfaction of knowing you did a good thing.
There's a couple of things about this that I think are just spectacular, the way that you run this, Ed. You told me once, I don't know if you remember this or not, but you said one of the things that you do is make sure that this is completely anonymous. When I participate in this, I don't know who gets the gifts. I don't know anything about them except that this is what they want. And you told me, this really stuck in my mind, this is a couple of years ago, one of the reasons that you do that is you wanted to make sure that this didn't become Pet the Veteran.
Yeah, right. At this holiday season, to mix some cultures, but there's something called a mitzvah, a good deed done for no particular reason, and this is really what's at the heart of it. First of all, if the individual veteran or the individual soldier felt like this was charity, they would take no part of it. So this is Santa Claus just doing his job.
Yep.
And as far as the veteran, the elves knowing, we tell them a little bit about it, very high level stuff, non-identifiable stuff about the veteran, what they want and what they've asked for, how many kids they have, how old, that kind of thing. But they don't know who the particular service member they're providing the gift for. So it is a perfect gift, a gift given and received anonymously.
So you've got a couple of categories here. Tell me about those who I can choose from. To participate?
Well, wanting to have as many elves as possible involved, given the opportunity to as many people as possible participate in something like this. So some folks will take a big family, and we characterize that as mom and pop, mom and dad, and two or more children, or a small family, a mom and dad, and one child or less, individual soldier, an individual gift, or a cash contribution. So the elves choose at what level they care to participate, and then we take the Santa Claus list, we totally anonymize them, and we share them with the folks who want to participate. And when we get down to, we have folks arriving late, what have you, then we have what we call shopping elves, who will take some of the money that gets donated, and we'll go out and do last-minute shopping for some of the folks who show up late.
So you've got opportunities for people to do a whole bunch of different things, and it doesn't have to be big bucks. It can just be...
Exactly. The beauty of participating in this is you do it at whatever level you're comfortable at. One of the hallmarks is we give no direction whatsoever to the service member or his family as to what to ask for. They ask for very modest things. They don't ask for big ticket items. They ask for a coat, or they'll ask for a hat or a scarf for their wife, or a box of chocolate for their mom, or something like that. They ask for very typically pretty modest things. And we don't tell the elves what to get. We just give them the list. They don't have to fill that specific list. They can do what they want with the list, just like Santa Claus. I know for you, Francis, you have asked for things over the years, and you've gotten a lump of coal.
A lot of coal.
Santa Claus doesn't always provide everything you ask for, so we don't put it on the requirement on either side. You can ask for. We give them notes. You ask for what you want. The elves provide what they want, and that it has worked out absolutely flawlessly over the years.
All right, what's the contact info for people who want to get in on this, Ed?
So send me an email, huskyelf, all one word, HUSKYELF, at cox.net, and I will send you back the information, and you get to choose at that point at what level you want to participate, and we'll get right back to you.
Huskyelf at cox.net. I just think that's priceless.
Well, it's sort of, and the elves get to do one thing. They get one perk, and that is they get to give themselves an elf name. And what is your elf name, by the way?
I don't think I ever came up with my elf name.
Well, you better work on that, Francis.
Yes, I do, because my fear is...
Maybe ask your listeners to help give you an elf name.
You know what I should do? They should send the elf name suggestions to you. And let you collect them, because my fear is that if neither I nor my audience suggests my elf name to you, that you'll make it up, and then it won't be fit to say on the radio.
That is a possibility.
Huskyelf at cox.net. Ed, I wish you the best of luck with this, and I congratulate you on this wonderful work you do every year.
Thank you, Francis. I really appreciate it.